Well, the media has never taken Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s candidacy seriously. They take every shot at him that they can think of because they want Democrats to continue to be in power. It's very clear. Now, a new Washington Post reports that RFK Jr. has kissed the ring of Kamala Harris, so to speak. Clearly, they're doing this because they are afraid that he will split the liberal vote away from the Democrats. So the Post reporting that he tried to meet with Kamala Harris and saying, well, he was trying to grovel for a place in the administration if he agrees to endorse her. According to the Post here, the Harris campaign ghosted him. They say the latest round of outreach follows earlier efforts to convince Democrats that Kennedy would make a better candidate than their Biden, even after Kennedy left the Democratic nomination fight to pursue an independent campaign for president last November. His advisors continue to press the case privately that he should have replaced Biden as the nominee. So they say that because he secretly wanted that nomination and didn't get it, well, then he's just angling for breadcrumbs. But here is that supreme irony is that Democrats never really were given the choice to vote for him in the primaries. And I argue he could have been actually a very formidable Democratic candidate for that party. But they had Biden pushed on them in the primaries. And then when the deep state decided that Biden couldn't win, they did a bait and switch and they were stuck with Harris. So Democrats very well may have chosen him if the primaries were done fairly, which they weren't, or if the press took him seriously, which they never did. Now, the Post strangely says, here's how they know that Kennedy reached out to the Post, is he used connections in Hollywood. You would think his last name's Kennedy. Doesn't he have more direct routes to people in politics than Hollywood directors? But here's what they say, that his campaign reached out to Democratic intermediaries, including Hollywood talent agent Ari Emanuel and Rob Reiner, the director. Honey, what did Rob Reiner do? Like Twins or whatever?
He played Meathead. Or is that his dad? I always get that mixed up.
I don't know.
He was a director. He's done a bunch of movies.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what? That's how these things are? Rob Reiner? What the hell? Also, they're reporting that he had previously tried to reach out to Democrats through Airbnb founder Joe Gebbia in an effort to get a message to Ron Klain, who was a longtime Biden admirer. So they're making him seem like this sort of spammy, like, hey, you know, connect me with so-and-so. Like, you know that guy who texts you. Can you introduce me to so-and-so type thing? Angling his way into powerful connections. Kennedy himself responded and said that this report was not true. So did his running mate, Nicole Shanahan. Here's what she says. She says, confirming we are not in talks with Harris. Speaking personally, they're a lost cause, literally. Now, here's what he says, and I actually really like what he had to say. You can seek this out on Twitter because I know that doesn't look super good on your screen if you're watching on a mobile device. But he's saying that he would never have done this because the Democratic Party today would be unrecognizable to his father and uncle, and he cannot reconcile it with his values. He says the party that he once knew was the party of civil liberties and free speech, but now is the party of censorship, lockdowns, and medical coercion. The Democrats he knew were anti-war, but they are now neocon warmongers. True. His party that he knew and loved was the allies of mainstream cops, firefighters, and working people. But VP Harris's party is the party of big tech, big pharma, and Wall Street. What I have observed myself, that Democrats now are the warring party of censorship and control. I cannot see it any other way. And he makes excellent points, but we don't get this in the press because the press has never taken him seriously. They would never have allowed Democrats to actually consider primarying him in against Joe Biden because of his anti-vaccine take, which is not at all anti-vaccine. If you listen to what he says, he's not anti-vaccine. He wants us all to understand that vaccines are not properly tested. They are not tested for how they can or cannot work together. They are not tested in their accumulation. These are things we should want answers to, but the press doesn't want us to even ask it, so they continued to take fairly cheap shots at him, such as this weird story that was in New York Magazine recently about him and a prank with a bear. I'm not going to go into it. It was a weird story about a bear and roadkill. You can easily find it for yourself. And if you do, watch his own explanation about it, which he posted to this Twitter on August 4th, where he explains it to Roseanne Barr. For some reason.
It was weird.
She's just standing there. They never explain why he's telling it to her. But right. He does tell the story in its entirety. I have some questions about it. It's a bit of a strange story. I want to say unequivocally, it is not the thing that should make you decide how to vote, is this bear story.
Right.
Anybody who is like, oh, well, I otherwise was gonna. But the bear thing, I just want to know how you prioritize your issues, because that to me is not it. But I think it's interesting to think about how the press will dig up all of these strange stories about his past, but we don't get very much about Kamala Harris's past. For instance, you know, was she in fact a social climber? She dated Willie Brown and Montel Williams. Is that part of her personality? Can we say this about her? Why don't they dig about her past way?
They put her on the front page of Time magazine instead.
Or this new front cover of Essence. Right.
Oh,
she's presented as this person with extreme gravitas. Here she's got a nice blowout. Her makeup looks good. She's looking optimistically towards the future. Right. We don't ever get images like this of RFK Jr. looking hopeful and powerful and things like that. If he wants that out there, he has to put it himself on Twitter. So I'm just observing these kind of threads that the press pulls in different manners for different parties. That's all I'm saying. Clearly, they think that RFK Jr. is more of a threat to Kamala Harris than he is to President Trump, and that's why they treat him this way. That's my derision. Let me know if you agree with me or not.